Anjane McQueen, MCQUEEN, Jean, 3091812513, Dr. Mark, please send a copy of this patient to Dr. Mark Patterson. Dr. Mark Patterson, please address it to Dr. Mark Patterson, copy Dr. Castagno, Jacqueline Castagno, in Department of GY and Oncology at Shands in Gainesville. Hey, Dr. Patterson, this is the follow Mrs. McQueen. She is a 6-year-old lady with history of ovarian cancer. She had initially presented with splenic laceration. At that time, underwent laparotomy and splenectomy. Pathology showed papillary on the surface of the spleen and implant. At that point, patient received 3 cycles of neoadjuvant calcium taxol, then evaluated for a formal debulking operation by Dr. Castagno. Underwent surgery on 10/30/12. Underwent total abdominal hysterectomy, bilateral salpingotomy, appendectomy, omentectomy, bilateral lymph node sampling, biopsies. Pathology showed stage 3 ovarian cancer with the right ovary involved and minimal residual cancer. ER is very immunoreactive. Progesterone receptor ZT immunoreactive, consistent with primary ovarian epithelial cancer. Patient has received 3 additional cycles after chemotherapy. I'm sorry, 3 additional cycles of chemotherapy after surgery. She is seeing Dr. Morgan and Dr. Castagno in March. Clinically, she is doing well. She's gained another 2 pounds and has any numbness, tingling, pressure. She has no headache, visual complaints, or abdominal pain, persistent physical pelvic chakra impression. Ovarian cancer test was new adjuvant carbotaxol times 3, followed by debulking, and then 3 more cycles of carbotaxol, number 2 COPD, number 3 stress plus splenectomy plan. CBC today, hemoglobin 11.6, white count 4.1, platelets 348,000, we'll get a CMP CA125. Patient has completed the proposed course of chemotherapy, will follow up in 2 to 3 months. Again, I'd appreciate 125-13.